Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn is Sing of Mary. Sing of Mary, pure and lowly, Virgin Mother undefiled. Sing of God's own Son most holy, who became her little child. Fairest child of fairest mother, God the Lord who came to earth, Word made flesh, our very brother, takes our nature by his birth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day to celebrate and to share in these sacred mysteries, we also celebrate the memorial of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And now, gathering before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. As we venerate the glorious memory of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, O Lord, through her intercession, that we too may merit to receive from the fullness of your grace, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
From the book of the prophet Zechariah. Sing and rejoice, O daughter Zion. See, I am coming to dwell among you, says the Lord. Many nations shall join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they shall be his people, and he will dwell among you. And you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. The Lord will possess Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and he will again choose Jerusalem. Silence, all mankind, in the presence of the Lord. He stirs forth from his holy dwelling. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. For he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, my friends, as we gather today to celebrate this Mass and to celebrate this memorial, we celebrate a very interesting memorial in our church, because if you were to search the Scriptures, especially the Gospels, nowhere in the Scriptures would you find any reference to Mary's presentation in the temple, okay? It's got an interesting history in that in the 500s over in Jerusalem, a basilica was built close to the temple dedicated to Mary, and that basilica was there for almost 70-some years before it got destroyed by the Persians. And so really what this feast day celebrates is the dedication of that church, that basilica. However, that basilica was never rebuilt, okay? And so even though it was never rebuilt, that feast day continues on to this day. It was celebrated in the Eastern Church for several hundred years, and then by the 1500s, it came into the Western Church, and we continue to celebrate it today. And you all may say, well, that's pretty interesting, but why? Why? And that's a very good question. And I think the answer to that is just because. That's why. Because remember, we don't worship Mary, we honor her. And part of this presentation is the whole story which comes from the Proto-Evangelium of St. James. It was one of those books that did not make it into the Bible, but in there it talks about Mary's parents, Joachim and Anna, and how in their old age they had been wanting a child, couldn't have a child, and then finally they did have a child through the grace of God, and out of thanksgiving to God, they gave the child, Mary, to the temple, brought her to the temple, presented her when she was only 3 years old. If you recall in the Old Testament story of Hannah, where she in her old age wanted a child, and then finally she was blessed with a child whom she named Samuel when he was 3 years old, she presented him to the temple and left him there to be raised in the temple. And the same thing goes with the story of Mary. When she was 3 years old, presented the temple and left there to be raised. In some ways, we may think, boy, that's a weird story. Who in their right mind would leave their child at the church or the temple when they're only 3 years old? Now, I know my two older brothers, there was many times when my parents wanted to leave them at the church, but they didn't, you know. But yet, I think the beauty of it is because of the thanksgiving. You know, how they were so thankful
that they were willing to give that child back to God in dedication to service to the Lord. You know, that's what it's all about. Same thing with our gospel reading today. Jesus says, "Who is my mother and brothers?" It's not that he's dissing his family. Basically, he's extending basically the whole truth of it, that anybody who does the will of the Heavenly Father is mother, brother, and sister. It's a whole spiritual relationship, not just a physical relationship. Same thing with our own lives. God has given us so many gifts. First of all, the gift of life, but then gifts and talents that no other person has. What do we do with those gifts? In thanksgiving, do we give these gifts back to God? Do we dedicate all of our talents to God's glory and honor? Or do we say, nope, this is mine, I'm keeping it all for myself, for my glory and honor? You see, Mary's parents, they gave Mary to God for his glory and honor. Hannah gave her son Samuel to God for his glory and honor. How often do we give ourselves to God for his glory and honor? And so as we celebrate this Mass today in honor of our Blessed Mother, let us ask her to intercede for us, that every day we can live our lives for God's glory and honor. I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world.
For our Holy Father, bishops, priests, and for all religious, especially for cloistered religious, on this memorial of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that their sacrifices for the Church will bring forth great blessings, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church, the Holy Bride of Christ, that its members will take seriously the call to holiness for each one of us and follow it with trust and fidelity, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the conversion of the world, that those who do not know Christ will become aware of his great love and embrace it with humility, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that they will let themselves be guided by the Holy Spirit, working to protect human dignity and peace in the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the souls in holy purgatory, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on Chris Setchanek, who celebrated his 5th anniversary yesterday, in thanksgiving for his service to Relevant Radio, and for whose intentions this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. To share in the divinity of Christ, own himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite hearts, we accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities, and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Receive, O Lord, we ask, the prayers of your people with the sacrificial offerings, that through the intercession of Blessed Mary, the mother of your Son, no petition may go unanswered, no request be made in vain, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, to praise your mighty deeds in the exaltation of all the saints, and especially as we celebrate the memory of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to proclaim your kindness as we echo her thankful hymn of praise. For truly, even to earth's ends, you have done great things and extended your abundant mercy from age to age. When you looked on the lowliness of your handmaid, you gave us through her the author of our salvation, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim: Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Blessed is the womb of the Virgin Mary, which bore the Son of the Eternal Father. Thank you. let us pray. As we receive this heavenly sacrament, we beseech, O Lord, your mercy, that we who rejoice in commemorating the Blessed Virgin Mary may, by imitating her, serve worthily the mystery of our redemption through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. And coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. And the Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thank God. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And the prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merit of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg you the conversion of sinners. Amen. And let us go forth singing the fourth verse of Sing of Mary. Glory be to God the Father. Glory be to God the Son. Glory be to God the Spirit. Glory to the three in one. From the heart of...
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.